नताशा विल से चकारी मंगल पाठ एंड आरुष विल से नमोकार मंत्र के स्टार्ट।
नमो अरिहंतारम, नमो सेतारम, नमो अरियारम, नमो वजायानाम, नमो लोए सवेसाउनम, ऐसो पंच नमो कारो सवे पाना तनाशनो अंगलाइन के सवेसी परम वै मंगलम। चतारी मंगलम, अरिहंता मंगलम, सिद्ध मंगलम, साहू मंगलम, केवली पन्नतो धम्मो मंगलम। चतारी लोगतुमा, अरिहंता लोगतुमा, सिद्ध लोगतुमा, साहू लोगतुमा, केवली पन्नतो धम्मो लोगतुमा। चतारी शरणं पविजामि, अरिहंता शरणं पविजामि, सिद्ध शरणं पविजामि, साहू शरणं पविजामि, केवली पन्नतं धम्मं शरणं पविजामि।
वेरी गुड। ओके, सो वी स्टार्ट विद देव स्तुति। एक बार पढ़ेंगे हम सब लाइन, वी ऑल विल रीड इट। ओके, नताशा, हैव यू ऑल ओपन योर फाइल्स? देव स्तुति
Yeah, I'm opening it
प्रेयर।
right now.
ओके, दिया ओपन इट, जयमिन ओपन इट।
Opened it.
वेरी गुड। ओके, सो दिया स्टार्ट द फर्स्ट फोर लाइन्स, वी ऑल विल सिंग। ओके, वन बाय वन। सो दिया विल स्टार्ट, देन जयमिन, देन आरुष, देन नताशा। ओके, दिया स्टार्ट।
Oh God, the what of attachments. O nation, our well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
एक्सीलेंट दिया, वेरी गुड। जयमिन, योर टर्न।
O God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, a well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, thankful for prayer.
Very good. Arush?
O God, devoid of
Yes.
attachment, omniscient, a well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge,
Very good, excellent. Natasha.
O God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, unfulfilled prayer.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so will you tell me the meaning of first two lines? Jamin. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, a well-being creature. Meaning of these two lines?
The first line means vitragi, because it's devoid of attachments. The second
Okay.
line means hitopdeshi, a well-being creature.
Very good. And omniscient?
Oh, that is Sachadev.
Sachadev or Sarvagya?
Oh, Sarvagya.
Sarvagya. So, oh God, who are you? You are Gi means devoid of all the attachments. Omniscient means Sarvagya. And our well-being preacher means hit. You preaches for our good. Very good. Excellent, Jamin. Okay, everybody got it. Devoid of attachment is Vitragi. Omniscient is Sarvagya. Well-being preacher is Chi. Excellent, Jamin. Okay, so now let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer. Arush, can you try it? Meaning of these two lines?
Let our wrong belief get destroyed. Wait, the meaning of it. Oh, the first line mean is that we have to so the first line means that they want to destroy their wrong belief. And the
who they Bhagwan wants to destroy their wrong beliefs.
No, they want their wrong beliefs get destroyed.
अच्छा तो who they want their Bhagwan to, who are they? They means whom according to you? Who is praying, who is doing the prayer? Arush or somebody else?
What do you mean by somebody else?
I'm just asking you, who are here, or we are talking about somebody who is praying? We are doing prayer, right? So let our means we. So let Anubhav, let Arush's wrong beliefs get destroyed. O Bhagwan, O God, you are Vitaragi, Sarvagya, Nitopdeshi. I implore you that please let my wrong belief get destroyed. Okay, we are praying to Bhagwan that please make our wrong belief go disappear. Make it destroyed. Okay, Arush? Very good. Then by knowledge and fulfill prayer. So what is our prayer? Our prayer is, may our wrong belief, that is mithyatva, that gets destroyed by what? By knowledge, son. By knowledge. As we grow, as we know things, our beliefs, they changes. Okay, our beliefs change. So a wrong belief, mithyatva, that will go disappear. How? By the knowledge. The right knowledge. So, O Lord, give me right knowledge so that my wrong belief will get destroyed. Okay? Not okay?
Okay.
Hello? Okay. Natasha?
Okay.
What is the meaning of these two lines again?
The last two lines?
And the last two lines, hello? Yes. Yes, the last two lines, Natasha.
Yeah, so it means that we want to get rid of our wrong belief.
Okay, very good. So, but why, by what? Wrong belief, and we want what? Knowledge. By knowledge, son. By knowledge, right? Very good, Natasha. Okay, so now who will tell me what do we mean by wrong belief? Diya, what is wrong belief?
Mithyatva.
Excellent. So what is mithyatva? Wrong belief. Right? Okay. So how do we define mithyatva? Means what? Jaimin, how do we define mithyatva?
Mithyatva, isn't that a wrong belief?
Yeah, it is wrong belief. So I'm just asking you to explain me, how is it a wrong belief?
Like, if we think to steal or be really greedy.
Okay. Come again. If we
think to steal or be really greedy.
Okay, fine. Something related to Jeev and Ajeev, like who are you, Jaimin, who are you, Jeev or Ajeev?
Jeev.
You are Jeev, but if your body gets hurt, do you feel bad or not?
Huh?
If your body gets hurt, is my voice clear or there is some disturbance?
No, I just missed it.
Okay. So when your body gets hurt, do you feel good or bad?
Bad.
Why? Is body yours?
No.
Huh? So when body is not yours, so when body gets hurt, you feel bad. Why? Because of wrong belief that you believe that body is yours. That body is yours. Up in front of you, if Anubhav is going, I am going, okay? And I got hurt, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, Jaishendra, I think we got disconnected. Anubhuji should be joining back. Yeah, Anubhuji, you're back.
Hello? Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
So what we have mithyatva. Because of mithyatva, we have all this world around us. Why we don't have moksha? Only one reason. Because we have mithyatva, therefore we don't have moksha. Why we are not happy? Only one reason. Because we have wrong belief, therefore we are not happy. So the mithyatva is the root cause of all the unhappiness and all the world around us. If we become dev, if we become narki, if we go to Tiryanshgati, or we become manushya, we become guy, we become lady, all because of what? All because of this mithyatva. Why? Because we believe what does not exist, and therefore this wrong belief guide us into the wrong path. The wrong path is nothing else but this samsara, this world. So our actual place is to be at Siddhishila, to enjoy our own happiness. But what are we doing? We are roaming around this world thinking that, oh, good education will give me good job. And if I have a good job or if I have a good degree, I'll be happy. I'll be a happy man. Right? Do you believe it or not? If I get 100 out of 100 in school, do I not feel happy? Arosh, if you get all the perfect grades in your school, will you not be happy? Arosh? Hello, Arosh? Jaimin, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I would be happy.
You will be happy, right, Arush? Why the good grades will make you happy? Because you believe that if I get the good marks, then it is good for you, right?
Yes, it is good
for
me.
Right? Because?
It would be good because then I can move on to grade to grade, and then by the time when I get older, I can go to an educated university. So the good grades like will make my life, like I will have a good life then, because if I work hard and get good grades, then maybe I can earn like wealth and earn respect, like that.
Okay, excellent. See, now you believe that if you have good marks, it will help you in future in getting into good university. And if you get into good university, good college, you'll get a good job. If you get a good job, you'll have a good life. And you'll be happy, right?
Right,
Arush? See, this is the best, excellent example of mithyatva. What we believe that a good job or a good education will give us happiness. But now let us ask some good job holders, okay? If somebody has a good job and you know him, so try to ask him, is he happy? Okay, all your parents have good job, right? Your parents have good job, yes or no? They have, right? Hello?
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so ask your parents, are they happy after having good job?
Are you happy?
Are they happy? What do you feel? Huh?
No, Diya was asking me.
Okay. So, Jaimin, do you think your parents are happy?
Yeah.
They're happy. They don't get into tension anytime. They don't have to worry about you anytime. They don't scold you anytime. Do they not?
Not really.
Not really. Sometime, right? See, the pure happiness means when you have any raag or any dvesh, means when you're free of all the attachments. Okay? Without that, happiness is not possible. Your dad never have a headache or some back pain or some anything. He does not need to eat or he does need to eat. He does not have any, like, what we say, any uneasiness, some fever. He never gets any fever, sometime, any headache, back pain. Hello? Yeah, Natasha, your parents, they never get any back pain, headache, some fever, or do they?
No, yeah,
Sometimes they get fever, okay? So definition of happiness according to Jainism is that once you become happy, you never get... We read that poem, right? Pure soul is my name. In that poem, there was some lines, right? Which line was that? Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam, no thirst or hunger reaches my address, no cough or cold is allowed in my fortress, right? When you have perfect bliss, you don't need to eat anything, you don't need to drink anything, you don't get any fever, any cough, any cold, there is nothing once you get... So if you want to analyze somebody, is he happy or is he not, just see, does he need to eat? Oh, he needs to eat, means he is not happy. Does he get fever? Oh, if somebody is getting fever, definitely he is not going to be happy with fever. Who gets happy with the fever? No one. So it is the, you know, basic reason. If you have fever, means it is the very reason showing that you are not completely happy. So now, getting a good job, even getting a good job, gives you fever. So how can good job make me unhappy, make me happy? Arush, even after having a good education and good job, your parents get fever. So how do I understand that they are happy? So how do a good job or good education make us happy?
Hello?
What? Yes, yes, Natasha.
I have a question. Did you say that if you have pure happy, if you're pure, like if you have pure happiness, you're free of rag and dvesh?
Yeah, right, correct. Pure happiness is only possible on the destruction of rag and dvesh. If you have not destroyed rag and dvesh, the happiness won't reach you.
And what is rag and dvesh?
Rag dvesh is attachments. Rag means what? Okay, Diya will tell me. No, Jamin, what is rag? Rag means... Yeah?
Is it greediness?
No, not greediness. Diya, what is rag? How will you explain it as means what? Attachment means what?
Attachment means I like something.
Very good. I like something. Okay, I'll tell you one story, okay? I guess we did this story very long time ago. There is one Muniraj in the jungle, okay? Sadhu Parmeshthi. He's sitting, he's doing dhyan, okay? One Muniraj in the jungle, he is sitting, he is doing dhyan, okay? What happens? There comes one, you know, wild pig, okay? Wild pig. You know, the pig usually in jungles, they are very wild and dangerous, okay? So Muniraj, the Sadhu Parmeshthi, is sitting in the jungle in his dhyan, okay? One wild pig comes and attacks Muniraj. Okay? At the same time, one of the lion, he looks at Muniraj and he sees, he's doing dhyan. He's not hurting anybody. So, I went up. There is one lion in this story. There is one wild pig and there is one Muniraj sitting, okay? Muniraj is doing dhyan. So this, this loin, this loin is planning to attack Muniraj, to eat him, okay? So he's trying to attack him, okay? So he just saw from very far that there is sitting one man. He doesn't know he's Muniraj or something. On the other side, on the opposite direction, there is one wild pig, okay? He looks at Maharaj and he thinks, oh, he's so calm, he's so pure. So this pig, automatically, he gets his thought, let me try to protect Muniraj. So this pig is thinking to protect Muniraj. That lion is thinking to attack Muniraj, okay? So now this pig, this wild pig, sees that lion is going to attack. So as the lion comes closer, the pig also proceeds to fight with what lion? And they both fight. Now we analyze three situations, okay? What is Muniraj doing? What is Muniraj doing, Jaimin? Jaimin, what Muniraj is doing?
Praying.
He's praying. He is doing dhyan, right? He's doing nothing else. So does he worry about the pig coming or the lion coming? Does he have any tension about, oh, pig is around me, the lion is around me? No, he has no. He is busy in his own dhyan, okay? Very good. Okay, now Arush, what is lion doing? What is he doing?
Attacking.
Why is he attacking?
Why is the lion attacking the Muniraj?
Because the lion wants to feast on him.
Okay, to eat the Sadhu Pamishti, right? Very good. Okay. And Natasha, what is this wild pig doing?
The wild pig wants to protect the Muniraj.
Okay, wants to protect the Muniraj. Okay, now we analyze. What does lion think about the pig? The lion are fighting to protect Muniraj. So what lion is thinking about the pig? Diya. Is he thinking good about the pig? Oh, how good pig is? He's protecting Muniraj. Diya?
He's thinking bad.
He treats pig as his enemy, right? Right?
Yes.
Now the pig is the enemy of lion, right? So pig is actually very bad at pig. He wants to kill pig too, right? Right? So the situation is here now. Now we'll formulate it, okay? Now Natasha, Arush, listen carefully. The lion has dvesh bhav, dvesh. He said about pig. So the lion does dvesh with pig. Why? Because pig is not letting him eat the Muniraj. Again, the pig has rag with Muniraj. Because pig wants to save Muniraj. So he thinks Muniraj is good. So I shall save Muniraj. So pig has rag with Muniraj. Lion has dvesh with pig and Muniraj. But lion has rag with what? Lion has rag with the flesh of Muniraj, right? He wants to eat it. So he likes the flesh. He eats meat, right? So lion has rag with the flesh. He has dvesh with what? Pig. Pig has rag with Muniraj and dvesh with lion. And Muniraj has what? Muniraj neither has rag nor has dvesh. So there are three kinds of bhavas that we can have. Rag bhav, in which we like something. Also we want to protect it or we want to attempt to get it or obtain it. Second is dvesh bhav, in which we want to make things go disappear. We want to kill it. We want to make it, wants to leave it. Right? And the third bhav is, that is a vitrakta, means neither you like something nor you hate something. You don't care about anything. You are just happy in what you are, where you are. So Muniraj has no doubt, Muniraj is purely happy. He doesn't care about pig is fighting for him or lion is against him. He doesn't care about anything. He is happy in his dhyan. Right? So, am I clear with these two bhavs? What is raga and what is dvesh? Natasha, did you get the meaning of these two bhavs? Okay, raga is to like something and try to get it or protect it. Dvesh is like we have raga with our parents. So, when our parents are not at home, we might feel bad. Okay? But we do not like some of our friends because they fight with us. So, or in not like some food, like some things you don't like to eat, but mama gives you with pressure, like you have to drink milk, you might not like milk or something. So, it happens, okay? So, some things you like, you have raag with. Some things you don't like, with those you have dvesh. And the best way is to get happiness is to don't do raag and neither do dvesh. Okay? Okay, now, where were we in the story? In the story, now what happens is pig and the lion, they both keep on fighting for many hours. And at last, both get seriously injured and both dies. Both die. So the Muniraj was there. The pig and lion died. And in the same time, Muniraj was so intense so that he became Arantha Parameshthi. He destroyed four karmas and he became Arantha Parameshthi. Now, what has happened here? This pig has done good job or bad job? Hello?
Good.
What do you think? Pig has done good job or bad job?
Good job.
Pig died himself and he also killed lion. So, is it a good job or bad job that he did?
Bad job.
Bad job. Why he saved Muniraj?
Because... He has raag and dvesh,
therefore it's a bad job. Excellent. But he saved Muniraj. Is it not the good work?
No.
Listen, okay? See, our Arhan Parameshthi, our Siddh Parameshthi, our Acharya Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi and Sadhu Parameshthi, they are Mangal, they are Uttam, and they are Sharan, right? So whenever somebody tries to accuse them, tries to, you know, humiliate them, or tries some upsurge on them, we should always strive to save them. So pig has done excellent job. Though he did raag, he should not do raag. Though he did dvesh, he should not do dvesh. Though he did hinsa, he killed it. He killed the lion, right? He should not do it. But actually, he did it for what? To save our guru, right? So therefore, because of good or auspicious bhav, he goes to Swargagati. He becomes Dev. The pig becomes Dev. So whenever anything happens to, any threat comes to our Jainism, our Muniraj, our Bhagwan, our temples, we should always strive to save them. We should not say that, oh, I don't do raag, I don't do dvesh. If you want to say that, you first take Diksha, you become Muniraj. Then you don't do it. Otherwise, if you are man, if you eat food on your own, if you wear good clothes, then you have to save our Bhagwans, our Muniraj, always. Okay? So when it comes to Jin Dharm, Jin Mandir, Jin Pratima, our Muniraj, Sadhu Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi, Acharya Parameshthi, we should always strive to, you know, serve them. We serve them. They are our guru. So we have to serve them. So whatever it takes. Like pig, what did he do? He gave his own life to save Maharaj. Okay? He becomes Dev. Now, what happens to lion? What was he doing? He did a good job or bad job?
Bad job.
Why bad job?
Because they have raag and dvesh.
He had rag and vish. He what? What did he like in Muniraj? The line.
He wanted to eat Muniraj.
So he liked the body of Muniraj to eat. So he liked Hinsa. He liked doing Hinsa, right? So this is rag. And what was he fought with the pig? So is he then good or bad? He first tried to eat Muniraj, so he tried to kill him. Second, he killed what? Pig. So he goes to Narak. And what does Muniraj do? Muniraj neither does the rag nor he does the dvesh. So therefore, where he goes, he becomes Arihanta. So what do we want to be? We want to be Dev or we want to be Narki? Jaimin, what do you want to be, Dev or Narki?
Dev.
Dev. Okay. Natasha, you?
Dev.
Dev. Arush, you?
Dev.
Dev. Okay. And Diya, you, what do you want to be?
I want to be Bhagwan.
Oh, you want to be Bhagwan. Arey, see, we have three characters, right? One who did rag became Dev, one who did dvesh became Narki, and one who neither did rag nor did dvesh, who became what? So you want to become Arihanta or Dev?
Arihanta?
Hello.
Arihanta.
Yeah, we all want to be Bhagwan, right? We did once upon a time a play, I want to become Bhagwan. Anybody remember we did a play?
Yes.
In that, what did we say? What do we want to be?
One.
We want to be what? Bhagwan. Yes, we have to be Bhagwan. So to be Bhagwan, what do we have to do? We do have to destroy the rag and vish. How to destroy it? Don't do it. It's already destroyed. So we don't have to do rag. We don't have to do...
Hello?
This is Arjun. I actually just got on.
Hello?
I think Anubhavji got disconnected.
Yeah, Anubhavji got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
I'm back. Okay, sorry. Okay, so to be happy, what do you have to do? You have to destroy rag and dvesh. That means you have to attain what? Vitrakta. Fine? Okay, we come back to these lines again. Okay, last time what we did is we learned about something Aryan Pameshti. We talked about 14 stairs, right? 14 stairs to get liberation. Arhanta Pameshti is on which stair? We did something of this and I said that you have to remember this.
Isn't it the 13th and part of the 14th?
Okay, Arjun, have you come?
Yeah, I've come.
You listened to the story or not?
What was that?
Did you listen to the story?
I did not hear the story. I just got on 2 minutes ago. Just before you got
okay, fine. Okay, never mind. Fine. Okay, so we have 14 stairs and Arihanta Parameshti is on 13th, okay? On which stair are we? Okay, so now I'll tell you what is the procedure to get on moksha. Okay, this is first stair. We call this Gona Sthan. Okay, Gona Sthan, the level of our attributes. Okay, the attributes, not the basic attributes that we have. Okay, so those who have wrong belief, that is mithyatva, they are on level 1. We all are on level 1. If we have mithyatva, we are on which level? Level 1. Okay? Now, when this mithyatva gets destroyed, we are praying a lighter wrong belief get destroyed. So what happens if we destroy the mithyatva? What happens? We directly jump to fourth level. Second and third level, we don't go. If you have mithyatva, you are on first. If you don't have mithyatva, you directly jump on to fourth level. That is sammyatva, right belief. From wrong belief, you jump to right belief. Okay? Okay, I'm just telling you for the knowledge that this is very higher level, okay? So just understand it, okay? First is we all are on which Gunasthan? On the first Gunasthan. What is the name of this Gunasthan? Wrong belief. Wrong belief means what? Mithyatva. So the first Gunasthan is Mithyatva Gunasthan. Gunasthan, okay? So we are all on which Gunasthan? Name the Gunasthan. Which level are we on? On the first, that is Mithyatva Gunasthan. Excellent, okay? Now, if I destroy Mithyatva that I have, the wrong belief that I have, so I jump to which level? Fourth. What is the name of fourth level? It is Sammyatva. Avirat Sammyatva. Sammyatva means right belief. Okay? After fourth, we get fifth Gunasthan. Okay? After 5th, we get directly 7th. Our Muniraj are in 7th and 6th Gunasthan. So, till 5th, till 5th Gunasthan, we all remain in our houses. After 5th Gunasthan, we become Muniraj. Okay? So, this all level that we wear clothes, in which Gunasthan we can wear? Up to the 5th level. Okay? First, we are Mithya Drishti, we all are. But we become Sammyak Drishti, that is right belief we have. Then in the fifth Gunasthan, there is a further advanced level in which we do much more, practices than usual. So the fifth level comes. And when we proceed after fifth level, we can only proceed after fifth level only after we become Muniraj. So if you want to be up for the sixth or seventh level, you have to be Muniraj. Clear? First, jump to 4th, then 5th, and then if you become Muniraj, you will jump to what? 7. And if then 7th, you fall back to 6, then again 7. So actually you swing around these two. 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7. You keep on swinging. Now here comes the story. Now we have two paths. One path is such, if you go on that path, you will never come back and you will earn Paramishti. Other part is such, in which if you go, you will definitely come back to 7th again. So, what is the level? So, see, if I go to this path, which path? After 7th, I go to 8, 9, 10, 12. 8, 9, 10th, and then jump to 12. I will definitely go to Marant Parmeshti. If I jump to 11, If I forget to go on 11, then I'll definitely be what? Arhanta. But other case, if I go to 8, 9, 10, 11, I'll have to fall back. And then I'll come again. 11, 9, 8, and 7. So if I have to be Arhanta, what do I have to go? How do I have to go about it? I will have to go on 8th, then 9th, then 10th, and then 12th. And then 13th will come, 14th will come, and I'll become Arhanta by destroying all the 14th level. Okay, are you getting me? So actually, how many levels do I have to cross in? I have to cross first, then jump to 4th, then 5th, then jump to 7th, then 8, 9, 10, and 12th. And then I am Arhanta Parmeshti. This is how Jainism go about it. Now, what these levels are, these are very minute details that we'll be learning in very higher classes, okay? So, presently, what we know is that we are on the which level? Very zero level. We are on the very basic thing. We have not even started a step. So, therefore, what we are praying to Bhagwan is, Oh Bhagwan, destroy my mithyatva. Why? So that I'll be up. By what? By two more stages, I will be on fourth stage. Means I will be nearer to moksha. By destroying mithyatva, what we do? Our moksha becomes you know, the reservation kind of thing. Like when we go from one city to another city, we do air tickets, right? Or we do rail reservations, right? So we have to get ticket to ensure our seats. We have to book tickets. Correct, Arjun? If you want to, you have to book cab or book a train ticket or book a flight, right? So you book it. Why do you book it? To assure that you have a seat, right? The same way, if you want to get to the moksha, you have to do the reservations to get to moksha. So how do you get the reservation? That if you destroy the mithyatva, your moksha is 100% sure. Now stay assured that you will get definitely in very less time. If not in this birth, in the next birth or in the next to next birth. But your place in moksha is reserved by samyak darshan. That is by destroying mithyatva. Hello?
Yes?
Everybody slept or what? Hello? Is everybody awake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not really, right? Okay. Thank you. So what I am saying is, if we want to assure our place in Siddhishila, what do we have to do? Arush?
Yes.
If you want to assure your place, if you want to assure your place in moksha, what do you have to do, Arush? That you definitely get moksha, huh?
You have to first correspond wrong belief. Hello?
Yeah, just a second. I think we lost again, Anubhavji. Yeah, Anubhavji, yeah.
Hello. So sorry. Yes. So, what was my question, Aros? If you want to reserve your place in moksha, what would you do?
First, Kurustan wrong belief.
Yeah, so destroy the, if you destroy the wrong belief, your reservation is fixed in moksha. To replace moksha, you have to do what? You have to destroy the wrong belief, or say you have to attain samyak darshan. Wrong belief is mithya darshan. So if we destroy mithya darshan, what do we get? We get samyak darshan. So samyak darshan means right belief. So if we get right belief, we'll definitely become arihanta in very near future. In very short span of time. Okay? Chalo. So now we'll see the meaning of these four lines. O God, Vitragi, devoid of attachments, Sarvagya, omniscient, and well-being teacher, means Hitoddeshi. Please fulfill prayer. Please, our fulfill prayer. Which prayer? That please, by good knowledge, let our wrong belief get destroyed. O Bhagwan, let my mithyatva go disappear by the right knowledge. Please fulfill my this prayer. I bow to you. Okay, are we clear? What are we praying to? We are praying to God. We are praying to whom? We are praying to God. How is God? God is Vitragi, Sarvagya, Hitoddeshi. What else are we praying? We are praying for what? We are praying for the destruction of the Mithyadarsh. That is wrong belief we have. Why? Because if we destroy Mithyadarshan, we will definitely attain moksha in some time. Okay? Now, what actually the Mithyadarshan is? Mithyadarshan is that other things will give me pleasure, like good education will give me happiness. Good university will give me happiness. Good job will give me happiness. But good job, good university, good food doesn't give us happiness. Because they can't give us happiness. The happiness is the attribute of soul. That is the happiness attribute. Right? Happiness attribute, who has happiness attribute? Do you have happiness attribute? Arjun, do you have happiness attribute?
No.
You don't have happiness attribute? You have which attribute?
Knowledge.
Arjun, which? Knowledge attribute. Other than knowledge, you have nothing, right?
Right.
Other than knowledge, you have nothing. See, we all have infinite attributes. So we have knowledge attribute, we have bliss, means happiness attribute, we have this darshan, belief attribute, we have charitra attribute, we have power attribute, we have, there are many attributes, many different kind of attributes. We have astitva, existence attribute. We have vastitva, we have knowledge, we have kevalgyan attributes. So all these are attributes that we have. Okay. So now, if I eat the same food that Arjun is eating, okay? Arjun might have that food as favorite, okay? And I don't like that food at all. So food is giving pleasure to Arjun and is not giving pleasure to me. Why is it happening? The food is same. Arjun, why is it happening? What does it prove?
Because we're not...
Did you get the situation? No. Do you get the situation? The situation is that Arjun and I both are sitting and eating food. Okay, Arush? And Arush is also with us. Okay? So, Arjun, the food we are eating is a favorite of Arjun. And I don't like that food at all. And Arush is okay. Fine. He can eat it. Okay? The food is same. Arjun is extremely happy to eat it. I am extremely sad to eat it. And Arush is okay, fine. He is fine with eating it. He is not liking it much. He is not hating it much. The food is same. Why we three are reacting so differently?
Because I have an attachment to it and you don't.
No. The food is same, na? But if food was to give happiness, it should have given the happiness of same degree as you got from it. But why is it that you are getting happiness from it? I am not getting, and he's okay. He is fine with it. Why is it happening? Natasha, what do you think?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the question is, we eating the same food, okay? We all the three eating the same food, but it is giving different reflection to we three. Arjun is extremely happy to have his favorite food. Anubhav is extremely sad to have this, you know, he doesn't like it, he dislike it most. So he's very sad to have that food. And Arush is fine with it, okay? It doesn't matter. So why the same food is giving these reactions? Why isn't this food making us happy as Arjun is?
Arjun has a different preference.
No, so my question to you, does the food give you happiness? Now,
no, food does not.
If the food was giving happiness, it could have given happiness to me as well. Are you getting the logic?
Yes. Yes.
Did you get the logic, Arush? If food was to give happiness, he should have given the happiness to all of us. But on the other hand, the actual situation is, Arjun is extremely happy and I am extremely sad and the food is same.
Yes.
not like Arjun got the better food and I got the worst food. We both got the same food. But if food was to give happiness, it should have given to we three the same in the same proportion. But is it happening? Is it happening here, Jaimin? Are we three getting same amount of happiness from the food? No. So what does it draw? What do we conclude? What do we have as a conclusion? That the food does not give us happiness. So then what does give us happiness? That we have a happiness attribute inside us. On the basis of that attribute, we think, oh, this thing is good. So whenever that thing comes to me, I feel happy. That thing doesn't come to me, I feel sad. So this is all done by our own happiness attribute. Like we have knowledge, the same way happiness. So when somebody I don't like comes to me, I really become sad. Like I became sad with seeing the food. Arjun had something which he liked, he's very happy. So the food never made him happy. But what is he thinking? That good food has made him happy. But has the food made him happy? Hello, Dia, the food made him happy?
No.
No, the food didn't make him happy. But Arjun is thinking what? That the food made him happy. So he thought what did not exist. Therefore, what Arjun has? Arjun has the wrong belief that happiness comes from the favorite food. Whereas actual the position is happiness comes from the my own happiness attribute. So happiness will come from within, from me only. It will not come from favorite food. It will not come from favorite home, favorite car, favorite game. Happiness doesn't come from the things. It comes within. I am the, okay, see, we, okay, like to make the example of, have you seen corn, popcorn we eat? Popcorn, you know popcorn?
Yeah.
Hello? Popcorn, you know, okay, so have you seen the, actually the seed of the popcorn, which actually pops, which thing?
Yeah.
Have you seen, all how popcorns are made? You have to, you know, fry them so they all bubble up. Right?
Yeah.
Yes or no? So from where those bubble comes, how does it pop up? Does this heat we give, so heat like white or heat makes in everything or it from that popcorn only it gets pops up? From where does his structure grows into this huge popcorn, white popcorn? Huh? It is coming from the corn itself or it is the heat that is making him so huge?
Heat.
Hello? Heat making him so huge, right? But now, if heat is making him so huge, if I sit on the heat, will heat will make me huge as well?
No.
Why? Why I'm not popping up if I'm sitting on the heat?
Because you don't have that attribute.
Very good, excellent. So I don't have that attribute, therefore heat is not making me pop up. The same way the popcorn has that attribute. So whenever heat comes to it, it pops up. So the corn pops up from within or from the heat? From within or from the heat?
The attribute within.
Within, because why? Thing in popcorn that you see that is from within only. He doesn't have any white thing. Heat is yellow or green, right? So the way popcorns pop up from within, same way my Anubhav or Arjun will become Arihanta from within. Not nobody else. So I'll get complete happiness from. So I get happiness from where? From within. these are the things like heat. They are just coming to help us. So the good food came. I thought, oh, the good food made me happy. The happiness came from within. Like the cup of corn came from within, not from the heat. Heat just helped him to get out the things it had. Right? Are we clear?
Yeah.
Are we clear or not? Okay. So what is
yeah.
the aim of our life? Now, our next aim is to get happiness. How do we get happiness? If we destroy this wrong belief that things make me happy. This is a wrong belief that things make me happy, but happiness comes from within. So if we destroy this wrong belief, we will be happy as Bhagwan. So we are praying to Bhagwan for what? For the destruction of this enemy of ours. Which enemy? This wrong belief, which is most dangerous enemy of us. Because of this wrong belief, we have spent so much time in the pain, in the sufferings. So this wrong belief, we pray to Bhagwan, O Vitragi Deshi Bhagwan, please listen to our prayer. We pray you that you give us the knowledge, son, the son of knowledge, so that the darkness of the wrong belief get destroyed by this son of knowledge. Are we clear? So what do we have to do? We have to disbelieve. Or in other words, what do we have to do? We have to attain right belief. We have to repair our wrong belief to right. Clear? Excellent. Okay, so Aryan
yeah.
Bhagwan is on which level? He is on which level?
13th.
Aryan Bhagwan?
13th.
Aryan Bhagwan 13th. We are on which level? On which Gurasthan we are?
First,
the name of the Gurasthan is wrong belief itself. The name of the Gurasthan is what? Wrong belief. That is Mithyatva. Mithyatva. We are on Mithyatva level. Okay? Okay. In which level Siddha Parameshti are?
Can you repeat the question?
On which level Siddha Parameshti?
14th.
14th? No. 14th is again Aryan Parameshti only. 13th and 14th is Aryan Parameshti. Siddha Bhagwan has destroyed this body. Levels are of this body. So Siddha Bhagwan is out of every level. So he is without level. Siddha Bhagwan is supreme. So he is not in any of the level. Only the jivas who live in this sansar have 14 levels. Who destroy the sansar become siddha, they have no level. They are far, far away from any of the levels. Okay? Siddha Bhagwan has no level. Bhagwan has 13th and 14th level. Sadhu Parameshti has which level?
Fourth?
No. 6th and 7th, you have to become Muniraj, right? To attain 6th and 7th. So Muniraj has 6th and 7th level. Okay? We are at 1st. If we destroy Mithyatva, we become at 4th level, Samyaktva. Then if we do practice harder, we become on 5th level. And if we become Muniraj, 6th and 7th level, and after you become Muniraj, all the above levels are Munirajas only. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, these all are Muniraj. In 13, 14, we have Muniraj, Aryan Bhagwan. Okay? Fine. Are we clear with this? Any question?
No question.
Hello, any question?
No question.
What, Jamin?
No question.
Okay, no question. Okay. What we'll do, we'll read the next four lines, okay? The next four lines we'll be reading today. We'll be explaining these lines in the next class. So one by one, we all be reading this by joining our hands. Because we are doing the prayers. It is conclusion prayers. And then we'll say Jai Janendra and we'll go. Okay? Okay. So I am starting first. May we be kind to all souls and speak never the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Dia, please sing it.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. But may we all practice celibacy.
Very good. Jenny.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Very good. Arjun, are you there?
Yeah.
Sing it.
May we be kind to all souls, never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Excellent. Arush.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Very good. Natasha.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Excellent. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, ever-well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfilled prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Okay, try to understand these 4 lines in the next class. Okay, till then you all keep in mind these 14 levels. In which Parameshti are which level, and what is Vitragi, Sarvagya, Nitobdeshi, and what do we have to do? We have to attain Samyak Darshan, or we have to destroy the Mithyatva or Mithya Darshan, or wrong belief. Okay? Fine?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Jai
Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.
Sachinji, I forgot to send you a very nice thank you note for sending me the recording. It definitely helped. I reviewed it in the week, and I also reviewed it today just to understand it.
Okay, that's good, Arjun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jai Shinendra, Arjun. Bye.